summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. Welcome back. Let's continue with my conversation with Ann Buckelman, president of the Old Bridge Preservation Society in Sunset Beach. Here we go.
The way that the Old Bridge Preservation Society got started is that we became aware that no one was going to save the Old Bridge. And it was the icon of Sunset Beach. Everyone knew about Sunset Beach via that bridge. So we began an effort, three of us began an effort to save the bridge. And after a number of trials and tribulations, which I won't go into here, we were able to save the bridge. Mm-hmm. We bought it from the construction company building the new bridge, and we paid $1. We're not sure who got the best end of that deal, but we got it. And then they used their cranes and moved it over to this location, which is not very far from where it was originally.
So originally, was it exactly where the new bridge is now located?
Not exactly. If you were to continue down Sunset Boulevard past the new bridge, mm-hmm. you would get to a boat ramp down there, and that's the site of the bridge. That's where the bridge went across the Intracoastal. Mm-hmm. Now, our new bridge, in order to make it long enough and to make it high enough and not have too steep a climb, it starts much further back than the original bridge did.
Now, I would love for you to describe for my listeners what the old bridge looked like. It looked as though maybe it was just only one lane.
It was only one lane. And in the early years, it didn't even have a traffic light. Oh. So you had to just start across the bridge and hope nobody started coming the other way toward you. Sometime in the 70s, a traffic light was installed that made life a little more predictable. And if you were riding your bicycle across the bridge, there was a sign there and it says, "Bicycles, follow last car in line." So that meant that when the bridge traffic light turned red for the traffic that was going across, then you were on your bike and pedaling like crazy after the last car so that you could get across with the traffic. And it was the bridge had metal ramps, and then it has a big wooden timbers in the center. And when you got to those timbers, your teeth would chatter because they were so bumpity going across the bridge. In fact, the bridge made noises with your car going across, too, and it would mm-hmm. kind of go ka-thump, ka-thump, ka-thump. Mm-hmm. When we were trying to save the bridge, we had some reporters who came to do stories with us, and we would stand right down by the bridge, and they could listen to it because it was still in the water then. And I'd say, "You hear that ka-thump, ka-thump? That is the heartbeat of Sunset Beach."
Oh,
and so that kind of became one of our taglines.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. And this bridge was the heart of Sunset Beach. Mm-hmm. The town would have never grown and developed in the way that it did without it. Because our town is both the island and the mainland. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're fairly small.
Mm-hmm. So how long would it take for the bridge to be opened for the boats to come through?
The Coast Guard required the bridge to open every hour, at the top of the hour, mm-hmm. for boat traffic. And a complete cycle would depend on how many boats were lined up waiting to go through. Mm. They would call on their radio and they, would check the with the bridge tender to see when it was going to open. So if there were just a few boats, it would take about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So if you were waiting, you had to just roll your windows down and turn the engine off and watch the pretty boats go through.
Uh-huh.
Interesting stories about that, because sometimes in the summer there would be a lot of people coming, and you would... If there were also a lot of boaters. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you would get stuck waiting, or unfortunately, if one of the cables for the bridge broke, then you'd end up waiting probably an hour and a half or 2 hours. So the stories go, as people would get there and realize the bridge was closed, they'd be like, "Oh my goodness, I just went to the grocery. I have ice cream in the car." So they would go to the restaurant right next to the bridge, which was then called Twin Lakes, and Ronnie and Clarice Holden own it, and they would put it in the walk-in freezer so that your ice cream wouldn't melt. Yeah, it was great.
So how was the bridge? What was the mechanism for opening and closing the bridge?
Well, the bridge had a center section that was floating on 8 large metal barges, mm-hmm. and that was the pontoon swing part of the bridge, because it was a pontoon swing bridge. So not a drawbridge. It didn't go up. It just opened out to the side, and that left the gap for the boats to go through. In the engine room, which is in the lower part of the tender house, there was a large diesel engine and then a smaller auxiliary engine in case the large one failed. that diesel engine operated a hydraulic pump mm-hmm. that was used to pull cables in on winches. So there were winches that pulled the bridge open, closed, and also that operated counterweights, mm-hmm. which are large concrete blocks. They weigh about 9,000 pounds apiece. There was one on each side on both ends, so there were four altogether. Mm-hmm. And those would hold the metal ramps up so that the bridge could swing, because the metal ramps laid down on the roadway, and when the counterweights would pull them up, then the bridge could swing open.
Swing open, yeah. Mm-hmm. So cars would have to stop with enough space and room for all of those things to take place, I guess, as well.
There was a gate arm that would go down okay. and the traffic light. Mm-hmm. So on both sides, they would just be backed up on the road, sometimes backed up quite a good bit. But it was, you know, it was always... One of our local stores has these mm-hmm. little signs, and it has a picture of the old bridge, and it says, it was always worth the wait. And we certainly felt that way.
So do you get people coming back now who maybe have not been here in Sunset Beach since the new bridge was constructed that are looking for it?
Well, we do. Now, the new bridge has been open since 2010 in mm-hmm. November. So a lot of people who come regularly know mm-hmm. that the old bridge is not in the water anymore. But we've actually had people come over and find us or hear about us, and they come in tears, and they're mm-hmm. like, oh, we're so glad you saved it. This bridge was so special to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. If you hadn't been here, you know, mm-hmm. in some time, and you come back and you're looking for it.
Well, and by the same point, we get people who come who are new to Sunset Beach, mm-hmm. so they never went across the old bridge.
But they
and they're just fascinated yeah. with the whole idea. They come and they watch our video and we tell them the stories about the bridge. Mm-hmm. And we tell a lot of stories about the history of Sunset Beach. Mm-hmm. And that's actually, we're changing our name and we're becoming the Old Bridge Historical Society.
Okay.
And we feel like we've preserved the bridge, and the bridge will always be our heart. Mm-hmm. But as you can see from looking around, since you're here, that your listeners can't see, but we have artifacts from the Civil War. There was a blockade runner that ran aground out on the beach, and it's a really interesting story, and we tell that one. Mm-hmm. And George Washington came to visit the southern states in 1792, and his carriage went right down the road that is now paved out in front of our site. Mm-hmm. But it was then called the Coach Trail.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was visiting and stopped to have breakfast with a colleague from the Revolutionary War. So there's all kinds of history here. Native Americans were here. Mm-hmm. They would come to this area. They didn't really live right here, but they would come here, especially in the fall, and fish mm-hmm. and get oysters. And all up and down this coast, you can find oyster middens, which are collections of oyster shells, because after they ate the oysters, they threw the shells in a pile, and sometimes they were buried. Mm-hmm. So you can find them on Google Maps. It's really interesting.
Oh, that mm-hmm. is interesting.
When whenever we dig anything out here to plant flowers or do weeding or whatever, we find tons of oyster shells.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you know, that was one of the spots.
Right,
right. They had the oysters.
Well, we have, in the summer, we have some programs. We're open more mm-hmm. days in the summer. We're open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 10 to 1 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And on Wednesday, we have a program we call Young Explorers. So we have children who come. We have an educational activity for them. Mm-hmm. It might be about preserving the oceans and not using so much plastic and,
right.
you know, keeping the trash out. Or it might be a visit from the fire department with their jet skis in case mm-hmm. somebody gets in trouble out in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them about water safety. And on Thursdays, there's a market in our beautiful town
yes.
park. And we take people on a history walk every Thursday mm-hmm. at 11 o'clock. So we walk around and we talk about the George Washington story. And we, of course, we tell the stories of the bridge, but mm-hmm. we talk about the pirates. You know, Blackbeard and Stede Bonnet were
yeah,
up and down this coast.
Up and down, yeah, this coast,
and,
absolutely.
And you know, their interesting stories. Just so many people who've touch this area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a fun thing to do. We're always coming up with new things that we're discovering about the history.
Well, I would love for you to share with my listeners how they can also come and take part in the tour. Do they need to make reservations ahead of time?
No, they don't. Now, they can call our number, and I can give you that if you would like. Mm-hmm. It's 910-363-6585, mm-hmm. and they can find us on the web We're transitioning right now to a new website, but it's not up and running. And our old website will continue to redirect people. So if you just go to oldbridgepreservationsociety.org, you'll find us.
Wow, fascinating. Now, this segment is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Back in a moment.